You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, there's football news. You know, there was a change in team names for the Washington professional football team. They just called themselves the Washington football team. And they're still searching for a permanent name. So now they've been sending out surveys to their fans and their season ticket holders. And they're throwing out dozens of possibilities for people to vote on.
I saw the list. I didn't read it. You want to give me some of the highlights?
I'll give you a few. Because there's 30-something just on this one list.
Yeah.
The Washington Archers. The Washington Red Tails. The Washington Griffins. I guess that's a nod to Harry Potter or something.
Peter Griffin.
The Washington Armada. Mm-hmm. See, the problem with something like that is, what do the players call themselves? Hi, I'm a... Like the Denver Broncos, they could go into a bar and say, hey, I'm a Bronco. But see, what do you say? I'm an Armada and I'm...
I don't know.
The Washington Presidents. It's just
That's kind of funny.
The Washington Wild Hogs.
Well, that one's kind of fun. The Washington Bo-Boshingtons are on there.
Yeah, that would be...
That's a good one.
That'd actually be better than a
lot
of
these. That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's going on. Let's go across the pond for a second. The funeral will be held tomorrow for Prince Philip over in the UK at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Now, here's the thing. You know, there's the big royal spat that's been going on that's captured the world's attention. Well, yeah. Prince William and Prince Harry will be part of the procession for the funeral, but now they've set it up so that they will not be next to each other. That's the way it is. It's like when you've got two kids who fight and you have to separate them.
And I guess they could use COVID as an excuse. You know, we're keeping them distanced.
Whatever. Like the song says, you got to keep them separated.
Mm-hmm.
So they will, in the procession, they will be separated by Peter Phillips, who's the son of Princess Anne.
Peter.
Now, Buckingham Palace has come out and said, look, settle down. Don't try to read anything into us. The procession order was, quote, a practical change rather than sending a signal.
Right.
Sure. Here's my favorite quote from Buckingham Palace. This is a funeral, and we are not going to be drawn into perceptions of drama.
There shall be no bickering.
So embarrassing for them. And then finally, a little news for nerds action for you. The Mars helicopter that's been sitting there on the surface of the red planet, unable to fly so far, turns out that it's really not all that different than that cell phone that you're holding on to right now. It needs a software update.
Aha!
That's what it is. Boop-a-boop.
So you're going to shoot one up there?
So what they got to do is the technicians got to work it out. They're like, it's the flight team trying to work out these new
calculations,
algorithms. And then what they'll do is they'll beam it up to Mars, let the helicopter kind of update itself. They're hoping, Jeremy, that they'll be able to at least schedule a flight sometime next week. It may not fly next week, but they're hoping they can get it on the schedule.
Test it out.
Try to get it on the calendar if we can.
Well, hurry up. Hey, we want to see this thing fly.
Fingers crossed, man. Here, can you imagine the pressure on that flight team when they find out that the software needs to be redone? And, there's got to be stress out there.
Yeah. But yeah, they can just say, well, you know what? We got it up there. I mean, you can't be too mad at us. At least it's there. You get it up there.
That's the Perseverance people who got the helicopter there.
Yeah.
It's a different
team.
Yeah. Now the helicopter people have to take over, and they're like, look, we joke about it, but it is a wild and crazy technological achievement.
Sure is.
And, you know, all hail all the people working on every aspect of this mission. I can't imagine the smarts that it took to do all of this.
Yep. They did good in math, didn't they?
Just insane. So, yeah, like you said, fingers crossed that we'll get some good news and they'll be able to fly this bird.
Yep.
in the next week or two. What else is trending?
Well, today is National Wear Pajamas to Work Day, or if you've been working from home this whole time, that's, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today. I just found this funny because I was just thinking, like, gosh, what if you were going in for surgery today and your surgeon comes walking in his PJs? He's like, let's do this. Let's cut you open. Or your, you know, your sanitation worker is out front dumping your garbage in his PJs, or your dentist. And I don't know. I don't know if this is a good idea or not. On the surface, well, it sounds cute, but
I guess your first example, the surgeons, the scrubs they wear kind of look like PJs
close,
anyway.
But like a full onesie, like a full Pokemon onesie come wandering into
that, or with choo-choo trains on it,
yeah,
or something.
I don't know about that. We talked about this a little bit yesterday when the story broke, but for those of you that have not heard, the biggest celebrity trending news is it's over between J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez. They issued a joint statement yesterday saying that they realized they were better off as friends. They're going to continue to work together and support each other in all their business projects.
And they'll have booty calls from time to time.
Of course they will. They posted some stuff on Instagram. They're trying to, you know, stay face, look good, make everything seem like it's okay. According to TMZ, J-Lo still has the almost $2 million engagement ring, though.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know if she's going to give it back or not.
That's
as much suspense as that helicopter on Mars, isn't it? What's going to happen?
Now, if you're wondering why Jeremy and I are not breaking down over this news, it's because we got this news late yesterday and we shed all of our tears.
We cried our eyes out. It was a very intense moment on the show for us.
We are all cried out.
Very, very sad news. Steve-O's in trending. Where's Steve-O been? You remember him from Jackass? Well, I guess he's got a new hot sauce out. And he went on to the YouTube show that I actually like. It's called Hot Ones, where they interview different celebrities while they gradually eat hotter and hotter and hotter hot wings. It's actually quite entertaining. But he's in trending because on his episode, not only did he eat all the hot wings, he took a bottle of his own hot sauce and chugged it and then poured some of it into his eyeball. And if you want to watch it, I know you do. I know you do. It's on our Facebook. He's an odd dude, Dom. He was in pre-pandemic on the sports station next door. And all I remember is he was all bandaged up because he had done a stunt and he accidentally caught himself on fire. And he was he had like blisters everywhere and just looked in rough shape. But that's his shtick. He's like a daredevil, you know? Daredevil or idiot? I don't know. I don't know which way
decide.
To go on that. You decide. This might be the weirdest product shortage of the whole pandemic. There's a shortage of garden gnomes right now.
What?
They're running into supply chain issues caused by the pandemic. And I guess the whole ship in the Suez Canal was full of garden gnomes. The entire ship was full of them. We had no idea. There's been a boom in popularity because of the pandemic. I guess people are doing more gardening and doing little gnome settings and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the raw materials to make them, plastic, stone, concrete, all in short supply right now. So if you're looking to get a garden gnome, you better get on it.
Do you have any working
your back channels. I don't. Oh, do I have any back channels or do I have garden gnomes?
Do you have any garden gnomes?
We have three out back, little ones in the trees. Yeah. They're
in
just
the trees?
Peeking out. Yeah, we've got these little baby evergreen trees and they're like peeking out of them and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cute. You know, the kids like them.
Sure.
Did you see
always blame it on the kids.
Did you see that there's a huge rental car shortage right now too? For people traveling, people are having to cancel plans and shift destinations, shift airports because the rental car industry basically tanked because nobody was traveling, and they had to sell off all the cars to make money. And now for people traveling, there's no cars to rent.
So now they have to buy cars.
They got to basically buy cars again, but then now look at the supply chain issues with cars. They're having a hard time getting vehicles.
Oh, wow.
A buddy of mine has a place in Hawaii, and he said he was out there and he bought his car. He's like, he went out there and he couldn't find any cars to rent. So he actually had to buy a car while he was out there.
God.
And what he did is he put it on that app where people can get on the app and then you can loan out your car when he's not there. He's like, there's a waiting list a mile long for his car. He's like, it's great because they're basically paying for it for me.
That is insane.
Isn't that nutty?
It's like Airbnb for your car.
For your car, I know. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Sour Patch Kids just announced they're releasing their first ever mystery flavor. It's going to be in packs hitting stores now. And if you guess the flavor right, you can possibly win $50,000. It's the whole gimmicky thing like Oreo did. That's great. And then Panera Bread just announced a new sweepstakes for Earth Day. They're going to be giving out 30 Panera bicycles. They're in Panera colors. But the best part of these bikes is the basket that they have on the front. It looks like a giant bread bowl. It's awesome.
Cheers to them for that.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A couple fun things you can check out on there. Google posted a pretty crazy time-lapse video of different places around the world, and they show how humans have affected them from 1984 through 2020. That's fun to watch. And then also check out the video of the 6-year-old skateboard prodigy. It's this little girl. She's in a little pink tutu, and she tears up that skate park. She's really good at 6 years old.
I gotta see that.
Both of those are on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.